Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dumb Dad Podcast. My name is Evan, and I'm a dumb dad.
Hey, everybody. My name is Kevin, and I'm a dumb dad. BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro and college basketball to UFC, MMA, and more.
You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable.
We're the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. That's B-L-E-A-V to receive your rewards. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hey, dummy.
Hey, dummy.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Welcome in, people of watching this on YouTube. Welcome in, people at the gym, in your car.
On your work commute.
On your work commute, your 10-minute breaks. If you, you know, schedule them whatever. Welcome in.
In the bathroom.
In the bathroom. That's where I was going, wasn't it?
I was waiting for you to go there. I was waiting for
and
you to
I
go
went,
to the bathroom.
I went before I left. Mm-hmm. Okay. How about that? Are your kids good at that? My kids used to be really against it. Well, my littlest.
Washing the hands?
No, just saying, hey, go to the bathroom before we leave. And it's like, I don't have to go. And then they get so mad about even the suggestion of it. Now they do it, no problem. I don't know when that
only
switch
recently.
Happened.
Only yeah. recently. That has happened. It has definitely been a, I don't have to go. I don't have to go.
Yeah.
I will say most of the time it's not their fault. You know, like most of the time I'm like, come on guys, get in the car, get in the car, get in the car. We get in the car, we drive, and they're like, Dan, I gotta go to the bathroom. And I was like, yeah, I didn't ask.
I didn't ask. It's also why I got a car toilet. Yeah. So
I do have a car toilet. Car toilet.
You know, do you
make sure you clean it.
Don't forget about it. Because then you'll be selling your car. I have a car toilet.
You got one?
Well, no. No, no, no. No, 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 no.
Do you have a shopping bag?
My what? So it's double lined Target bags. My wife got one when I don't even remember why.
What does that mean when I say you got one and you said no?
Because I would have said no.
Oh.
I just don't like the idea of a toilet in the car.
I don't like the idea of having to find a place
that a million other people have used and then. Yeah, but then you give the opportunity to carve your name into a toilet seat, you know?
See what I'm not selling it.
I've never understood that. You know, I get graffiti. I get it. Mm-hmm. Whether it's your good artist and your canvas is the public wall or whatever. I've never understood carving your name or a tag in the toilet seat.
You want people to know that you and Tandy are the shit.
You put it on the wall of the bathroom. Uh-huh. You put it on the tree, right?
Uh-huh.
You spray paint a wall of the side of a building, whatever. You put it on a toilet seat, everyone's just going to put their bare ass on your name. I don't understand that part of it.
You might be into that.
There's a lot of people out there that are into that.
The graffiti in the bathrooms has cut down in the age of smartphones, don't you? It's mostly got to be out of boredom. They don't have a shampoo bottle to read.
Boredom attention.
They're not home.
I don't know.
You know?
Yeah.
When you're at home, I'd read the shampoo bottle.
My son asked me
top
today,
to bottom.
Why do people write or paint on walls? And it was like, I don't know, man. I don't know, man.
Hold on. Let me find the video from 3 years ago of you doing it.
Yeah. It was part of my... Let's jump right into it because I didn't have a significant dumb dad moment this week. I didn't have anything that I thought, oh man,
it's not about,
I have to tell Kevin this.
It's not about what you think.
I know.
Dumb dad moment's never been about how you judge your moments.
I know, but I mean, I like you. I know you come to the podcast like, all right, what did I do this week that like that didn't go as well as I thought or that didn't think that through, whatever, something like that. And I even leaving the house, I was like, babe, what's my dumb dad moment? I can't think of something. And she was like, and she sat there for like 10 minutes and couldn't really think of anything. Mm-hmm. But I sort of brought it up to you today. When I got here, we were chatting a little bit about just, you know, I kind of had one of those days. I was like, I had like a frustrating day. And there wasn't any one thing that happened today that made me like over the top or overly frustrated or anything. But it was more of like an overall, just at the end of the day, I was kind of just a little bit annoyed.
Yeah. Yeah, we all get there.
Yeah, we all get there, and which is fine. I knew, and you know, and I those are the moments I think, gotta remember it's not the kid's fault or that kind of stuff.
Right.
And I wasn't even, I don't believe being short with anybody or my kids or anything. I did it the other day. That's part of it. Was like sort of had a dumb day moment the other day. We were at the mall, and my wife wanted to try on clothes, which makes it really hard when you have kids. And she's the default parent. And so whenever we're shopping or anything, I want to go look at the men's section. She wants to go look at the women's section, whatever. They follow her. You know, it's hard to get any one of them. Like, why don't you come hang out with me for a second? You know, like they just always gravitate towards her.
Well, yeah. When you're like, I want to go look at new shoes. They're like, we're good here.
Wife's looking at clothes too. It's not like we're doing anything different.
The wife's clothes are brighter.
I mean, she's
brighter. They're more fun looking clothes.
Man, she's cooler than I am. I'll say that. you know, so she's going into the dressing room and they're like trying to follow her in there. I was like, I'll take the boy. You come with me. You know?
Yeah.
And he like is waiting for me to like finish my conversation with her. So he's sitting in the middle of the dressing room aisle where all these people are like, I have six. Can I have a room, please? Are you keeping that? I don't like this. I need a size. And he's just like sitting on the floor. Everyone's like stepping around him. And I was like, come on, man. And I kind of frustratingly said, like, get up, let's go. Like, come on, we're going to leave this room now, you know? And he was like, why are you already frustrated with me? And that felt bad. And that I felt really awful because he doesn't know.
Yeah.
That he's even in the way.
Yeah.
And so I felt bad when he said it that way because it was like, ah, man, he thinks like I'm mad at him and he doesn't even know why. And I wasn't even really mad at him. I probably just
the pants didn't fit.
I kind of snapped and
the pants didn't fit and you were aggravated because you liked him and it was the right size for you, you thought.
So today was kind of one of those days. It was just like, I was just kind of like overall kind of frustrated.
Uh-huh.
And we had to go pick up a Target order and then I go pick up my wife and then she got in the car and like she was like, are you okay? And I was like, mm-hmm. And she was like, are you mad or frustrated or something? And I was like, yeah. But I kind of just pointed to the back seat and she was like, oh, okay. Like it's them, you know? And but I was like, but they don't know that. And she's like, okay. So it was just one of those moments where I was like this, but that was part of it. He was like, every question he asked, I answered the question, followed by a why, sort of challenging the answer. And it's like, well, if you don't like or accept the answer, then why do you even ask me? But you're eight, so I get why you ask me. So this is all this kind of stuff that's going on in my head as I'm like, can you just shut the hell up for 2 seconds? I'm not trying to find your mom or picking up mom. I got to find where she is.
Yeah.
You know, like that kind of thing. And part of that was, why do people draw on buildings or paint on buildings? And it was like, this was my answer. Hang on a second, man. And then
Hang on a second, man.
Because we were like pulling up to the building where my wife was as that was like the last question he's asking me.
Yeah.
And that was my answer. Like, I don't know. Can you just give me a second? Okay, man. And then I realized like 10 minutes later, I never answered him. So I just never answered him.
Which is the move.
Yeah. So that was kind of my dumb dad moment. Was partially part of this week of just trying to remember sometimes when I've had a day that's not because of any one thing, it's just like, I'm kind of just, I need to go for a walk right now or something, but I can't because I'm in the car with them and I got to remember like, it's not their fault. They're, you know.
Do you find you get that way more with your son who's older than you do your daughter?
Yeah, I
do as well. And I think it's.
With your daughter?
My daughter who's older over my son. And it's so unfair. It's like an unfair thing that we do of like, they're older. That's it. That's actually the only thing. It's not like they should know better. They shouldn't. They're still super young. And it's just that, you know, in the back of your mind, you're mentally prepared for your younger one doesn't know better in a lot more ways.
Yeah.
So you give them more grace and leniency. You still get so annoyed by them. I definitely do.
But
it's like one of those things, like when they're both screwing around, you'll look at the older one. I won't say you, but I know I've looked at my older one. Come on, what are we doing?
I know. Yeah.
Like,
what are we doing? Or, you know, it's weird because some stuff I do expect him to know.
Yes.
To a certain extent, right?
Yeah.
Some things. very limited number of things. And that list grows exponentially sometimes when you're frustrated.
When you're frustrated, it grows. And it's also, I feel like it's funny because like it's a perfect example to say it's a list. And it is perfect to say that it grows as you get frustrated, especially because in a way that list should lessen when, let's say, they're having a great time. Like when my two kids are playing together and having a good time, and she gets excited by her younger brother getting excited about something. So they both make a poor choice that I could tell him he should know better, but he's three.
Yeah.
And he doesn't.
He doesn't.
And I tell her, and to a degree, like, yeah, she should, but she shouldn't. She's a kid. She's having fun with her friend.
Yeah.
And it's like, I want her to be friends with her brother way more than I want her to know better.
Yeah. And get in good trouble.
Yeah.
You know, get like mix it up. I don't know what I'm.
Yeah, they didn't break anything.
The world is just gonna like, be
throwing a ball in the house and it bumped into something and nothing significant happened. But you're still like, come on.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Do we, yeah.
And then you're like, right. And then
do we ever do this?
I'm looking at
do we ever do this in the house?
In the mirror going, really?
Yeah.
I know. Really? You're that dad right now?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Just sometimes I think this is one of my favorite things about this podcast. We sit together and just talk about some stuff. And then it's kind of realize in the moment, like, chill out, bro, a little bit here.
Yeah.
And that's one of my errors, too, I know, as a dad, is like part of it, I think, to me, the dynamic between us and our children is interesting because your oldest is your daughter. Uh-huh. My oldest is my son. Uh-huh. And I see so much of myself in my son. So much so that I constantly have to remind myself, like, he's not me. And so the things that he does that remind me of me, I can't like try to like, you know, get that out of him now or something. Like he's his own person.
Yeah,
that's definitely one of my flaws. Like when I'm around him and he does stuff that I like don't like about myself or something that like,
oh, sure.
As if like that's not allowed or that's not part of your, that can't be part of your personality or something is like where my, I don't dive super into that. I don't subscribe to that, but I sometimes react like that. Like, I don't like that you said that or did that or whatever. Not that that's the conversation with them, but in my mind thinking like, oh, I got to figure out a way to stop that.
Yeah.
When that's going to happen with my daughter and my son. They're going to have parts of your personality or things. And he definitely has shown signs of having anxiety as a kid and just being emotionally very overwhelmed with some things. And that is not one thing that I think don't have that. That's one thing that I, having children, think, I hope they don't have that because that's very rough and difficult to deal with.
Sure.
But everybody has something. Everybody's going to have something. And if it is going to be that, maybe that's not so bad because I can certainly help talk him through that, help him understand those feelings and things.
Right, somebody who's had it.
Sometimes it's just like today, it was just argumentative. Like, come on, just if he asks me a question and I answer it, that's the end of the question.
Yeah.
You know, he was doing stuff like, can we, you know, we were at the mall and he wanted something and he does that kid thing where he's like, I kind of really want that. Even though we already established, hey, we're not going to buy anything. We're going to go run a couple errands and maybe mommy's going to
test in the waters.
Yeah. I kind of really want, you're like, I'm sure you do. Cause you want a lot of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But we already talked about, And then about 10 minutes later, you think maybe if, and it's like, how many ways can you word it to somehow trick me into like your age? You're not going to outsmart me. I know what you're doing before you even do it.
I circle back. I just want to take one more gander.
And so today was more about, you know, I think he wanted something and we're like, well, do you have money for that? Which he does. He has some birthday money and stuff that he had saved. Yeah. I was like, okay, well, you know, I'm not going to buy that for you right now. And that's not what we're here for.
Yeah.
But if you really want something like that, next time we go to the mall, you should, like, you could remember to bring your wallet. So if you want something, you can buy it, you know, with your money. That's how
it's all going on. Auntie Annie's pretzels.
I mean, yeah. And so today was, you know, we had stuff on the schedule. We got to go do school pickup, Target pickup, go pick up mommy, get home, do homework, that kind of, you know, it's like, that's the day.
Yeah,
and so he starts asking me, do you think we can go to the mall today? I'll get my wallet when we get home. And I was like, I don't know, man. I can't promise that right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what I have work to do. I'm sure mommy will still have some work to do. So I can't say yes or no to that right now. You know, so we'll talk to mommy about it. And if it's not today, we'll figure it out. And then it's like three more questions about it. How many different ways can he word it to like, well, and he's like, finagling.
I've already got my wallet on.
Yeah. So, you know, what we could do is you could just drop you off and you can run and grab it, and then mommy could take it. It was like, I don't know.
He's trying to problem solve here.
I know. It's like, I'm trying to figure out just going to get your mom. That's what my brain is doing right now. And I don't have any more room for this.
Singularly
right
focused. That's incredible.
So, you know, that's what today was.
I have a similar, my daughter has, my son definitely has, but he's also three and a feral animal boy.
Yeah.
But my daughter does show some signs of being like me in that I have anxiety now, which is fun.
Yeah. And again, congratulations. You know, welcome to the
adult
club.
Onset anxiety. So that's fun. But my daughter, again, I don't know if she has it. They're so young, you can't tell, but show signs of being like me with my ADD where you talk to her and there's nothing. Again, but some of this can just be seven.
Yeah.
You know, she's almost seven. So she has these moments where she spaces out, and it is one of those things. The second she calls it out,
mm-hmm.
I'm immediately like, all right, I back off. Where I'm just like, what is going on? You're not. And she's like, I don't know. Sometimes my brain just goes somewhere else. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm right there with you. She said it today. I picked her up from school.
Just as long as you're gonna sit in the front a lot at school, okay?
I'm
just
gonna front row. You're gonna be tall too. So don't stick your legs out and slouch like you'll trip the teacher. I tripped
four of your teachers.
Yep. Put your feet in. And anyway, it was like today she was coming home from school and she's like, I got in trouble today. And I was like, what'd you get in trouble for? And she was like, I was in dance class and then the teacher was like, Lucy, where are you? What are you doing right now? And she was like, oh, I wasn't paying attention at all. I have no idea. I was thinking about something else. She just said it so matter of fact. And I was like, yeah. Hey, just so you know, that's the rest of your life.
Yeah. And you know what, though, that I think is great that she acknowledges it and says it.
Yeah.
Because I was the same way when I was a kid. I think it's how it's kind of part of like how our comedian little brains work. It's like, I'm constantly thinking of like, what's funny about that? What's funny about that? And next thing you know, it's like, and so in Mesopotamia, Mr. Evan, like, because the teacher knows you're not paying attention.
This isn't math class.
You're like, uh-oh. Don't guess and don't make up something about how you were. It's better to it'll just be better in the long run. Just tell you, I'm sorry, my brain went somewhere else. Can you please start again? But then that is the moment when you got to pay attention.
Yeah. Now you got to dial it in. But speaking of her, she's a part of it's not even really a dumb dad moment. It's just this kind of a weird, scary moment thing.
Oh, okay.
So I guess there is like a dumb dad qualifier to start it all off.
Sure.
But
I mean, there always is if you really think about
it. Yeah. But so we went to Aldi's and everybody's talking about it. The grocery store.
Okay.
Nobody's talking about it. But
no, I've never heard of it.
Really? I'll talk about it after the pod. They can pay for an advertisement. But anyway, new grocery store. Well, not new. New to us. Like, we didn't know about it.
Sure. And
so we're like, we go there. All right, let's just get a couple things. But we're smart enough to know, grab a cart. Because you never get a couple things anywhere. Ever.
True.
Except at, like, Walgreens.
That is true.
The drugstore, you get a couple things.
Which is always interesting because you do have a kind of a mindset. Get a couple things, get out of there. But they give you a receipt as if though you got a lot of things.
Yep, always. It's a big receipt.
It's a scarf, actually, is what it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like when the Grinch like pulls the tape out of in the Grinch cartoon. He's pulling all the film out of the tape. That's what it looks like. So we go up and their carts are, I guess they must have been dealing with some cart theft because you need to give them, you need to put a quarter in the cart.
What?
Yeah. To unlock it. And then when you park it.
A physical.
Physical quarter.
U.S. minted quarter.
Yeah.
Like it's a payphone?
Yeah.
What are we doing here? Well, who carries quarters?
Here's the difference. You only need one quarter and just keep that in your car because when you go back and you lock it, you get your quarter back.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's insane. So, but it's great because then you just need one quarter and just don't lose that quarter. Anyway, we did not have a quarter.
No, I know you didn't.
We didn't. I searched the car knowing I've gone to the car wash like 10 times. Yeah. And the last 10 times, it did not discover a quarter. So I know there's not going to be
fries.
One, but I'm going to look hard. Still, didn't, I didn't find any fries this time. Fries, must have done a stickers. Good job. Stickers are everywhere.
All the place, yeah.
Yeah. They took stickers. We'd have 18 carts. So we go in the store. We're just like, that's fine. So I go to the car and I grab like our reusable bags. Because like they just have carts or deal with it.
Yeah, sure.
They don't have the hand baskets. It's just like, no.
It's so funny. I can't get over the fact. It reminds me when you go to a bar and you order a Moscow Mule and they have those really cool copper mugs and they're like, are you going to leave your ID here?
Your ID.
Because people were like stealing them. So like, you had to leave your ID. I just put it in a glass then if you're that worried about it. Like,
so anyway, so we go in the store and we just got bags. And it felt weird because I know they don't love it at grocery stores when you put their items in your physical bag.
I've always felt pretty uncomfortable about that.
And it doesn't feel great.
Because I think it's like a...
They ask you not to. Like they some of them have signs. This one, I didn't see one, but the other grocery stores I've been to, they have signs like, please don't do that.
Maybe you didn't see when all the signs that said, you better have a quarter on you quarter, if you plan no on shopping here.
This doorway for idiots who don't have quarters. It's just really narrow.
It's like squeezed through it.
Sideways.
Guys, you can barely fit a quarter through. Yeah. I see what's happening. Okay. Yeah.
And so anyway, so we're going around and we're, of course, picking up tons of things. I mean, we're filling up bag after bag after bag.
Yeah.
So my daughter is like, can I help? And I was like, sure. She's like, I can carry a bag. And we're like, love that. Mm-hmm. So she takes a bag. And then we're going around. We're just grabbing stuff here and there. Kids in a candy shop, grabbing what we need. And then there was this like, gosh, the only way I can think of it is like, you know, when you go to like a 7-Eleven and there's those little sliding freezers where like they'll keep like the, you know.
Also at the drugstore.
At the drugstore. Yeah, I guess. Usually those are standing freezers. But this is like, you know, the little sliding ones, right?
Yeah, it's like a bin there.
There was a whole line of them, just like a splitting the like an aisle kind of thing. But you can obviously see across it because it's only like waist height.
Sure.
Anyway, my daughter's on one side of it. I'm on the other. And I'm just like looking at stuff, talking to her. And my son is with my wife. And I turn around. So my daughter was wearing the shopping bag like a purse, like on her shoulder across to the opposite side of her hip.
Uh-huh.
So at some point, she put her hand through the loop. So now it slips behind her, pulls her to the ground. It's like a freak accident. So now she's kneeling, and this thing is just straight strangling her. Like it's she's turning purple, and I have to like run around this thing.
How is it like... It's like wrapped around her neck?
Yeah, because, well, you know, part of it is that she's too young to know, like, get this, thing, turn on the, around. Get this thing on the floor or turn around and then the pressure will be off. So she's trying to like...
She's panicking.
She's panicking. She's still trying to stand. So now she's just got this weight on her throat that's pulling her from the back.
Oh my God.
She's essentially just choking. And then, you know, I yelled, ran around, got the thing off of her. And kind of going back to our frustrated conversation, she starts crying, going, you yelled at me. And I was like, I was not yelling at you. I yelled in general.
I was yelling at the bag.
I was yelling at the cart outside.
I was yelling at the person who submitted the idea in the company meeting for the quarter thing. And then everyone got on board with it.
Say what you will about the Moscow Mule. Would have happily gave him my ID.
Right.
Would have happily
check
done that.
Check your ID at the door, get a cart.
Yeah.
Great.
So that was weird and scary. And she had like a red mark across her neck for the whole day. It was like, legit.
What?
It was just one of those things. Like she was too young to think it through. So she's pulling against it. That was the thing. It was pulling her back to the ground. And she was pulling against it because she didn't like that. But that was essentially cutting off her air supply.
Yeah.
And it was terrifying.
Defeated by a shopping bag.
Yeah.
That's... Kids, what? You can't...
They're never safe.
I know. That's what it feels like. They're never safe.
Never safe.
They're never safe. And you, and just when you think it's fine, they get taken down by a canvas tote bag.
Uh-huh.
It's wild, man. I don't. And so, so anyway, you said, so you've had anxiety. I don't know. How could you possibly?
Constantly.
It's a constant.
Feel that heart attack coming on. I wonder when I'm going to get used to that aspect. If, for those who are new listeners,
I
suffered some really, really bad anxiety this past holiday season, like really, really bad. I had to go to the ER.
Yeah.
So I'm still adjusting to it because mm-hmm. I had a little.
Right, it's not going anywhere. I'll tell you that right now.
I had a little bit of an episode a couple of days ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was just funny how I'm still, understandably, it's only a couple months old, but I'm still not used to it because I remember thinking like, oh man, am I like having a heart attack? And I went, mm-hmm. no, you idiot. It's anxiety, which really helps it every time I remind myself. It's not that. It's the pressure of your life caving in on itself, but it's not your heart. So take comfort.
Take comfort then. If there's somewhere to find solace, it's in the fact that you know you're being ridiculous in the moment, and you just need to get through your moment, and then it will pass, and then you'll be okay.
Yeah. Speaking of anxiety.
Okay.
And my daughter. This is a fresh take. This happened tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We were, I don't know how the conversation started. I wasn't in the room. It was my wife and my two kids, and they were talking about, I don't know the name of the show, but there is some dumb show my daughter watches.
Oh, pick one, Kevin.
It's really dumb. And it's like these girls,
extra dumb.
It's like these girls in school, and I think they're fairies. I don't remember, but they just dress like high school girls, but like they are drawn insane. Like, I mean, triangles for the tops of their bodies, like hips come to a
point. It's a cartoon?
Yeah.
I see. So it's artistically, they're going for it, sort of.
Artistic nightmares. Just sure. Like, it's just bad for, you know, that bad image for girls to see. It's like every single, including like the headmaster, who's an old woman, mm-hmm. has just like a belly that comes like that. Both sides kind of touch each other. It's just so thin there. And mm-hmm. then the wrists are just sticks. And then mm-hmm. just all this, like, so my daughter, I mean, all media does it. This show is to the nth degree, but like all media has done that. And we're doing our best to kind of break that cycle. We don't want our daughter growing up with like, this is an image of how you should look.
Yeah.
We don't want that. You know,
I thought you meant there were literal triangle shapes as if it's like, no, artistically, you're talking about like they all have perfect bodies.
No, not even no, perfect bodies. Blah, they're nightmares.
Well, sorry. That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant by that.
So anyway, my wife mentioned something about it to her. But here's the thing. My daughter mm-hmm. has been loving drawing, especially in the last year. She's been drawing a ton, and she's gone really far. We want to probably put her in like an art class because she's just really naturally pretty good at it.
You got to come take the cartoon class with my son. He loves it.
I think we will. And she's just like really good. The little details that she does, like with the eyes and like mm-hmm. the facial expressions, we're just like, that's really strong. And when my father-in-law was living here, who was a really talented artist, he was also just like, she's got real talent. There's definitely something going on here. She's good. Anyway, she draws all of her characters that way and has for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife makes the comment about the show. And then my daughter, this was like one of the first times but it was one of the first times I noticed of a fight kind of, you know, what is it? An immovable object in an unstoppable force uh-huh. moment. Because my daughter was like, so you're saying you hate my drawings?
Yeah.
So
it's like, don't hear what I'm not saying.
So my wife called me in for backup, and we both mm-hmm. did our best, fumbled through it, you know, trying to explain to her, you know,
yeah,
all the things of like, you love the violin. Like she really wants to maybe start taking violin lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why do you like the violin? Where did that come from? And she was just kind of like, well, I saw it and I think it's cool and it sounds beautiful. I was like, great, you saw it and it was inspired you.
Yeah.
If all you ever see are girls that look like this, you're going to think that girls need to look like this. And you might not look like this, and that's going to make you feel bad about yourself. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with your drawings. It's just if that's the only thing you draw and the only way you see women – that's going to be a problem for you down the road. And then she's like, so my drawings are terrible.
Yeah, I know. That's it's hard because I see what you're trying to do and what you're trying to explain to her. But like, those are the kinds of things I think are hard to talk about with kids. But it's like, you have to understand a lot to even enter into this conversation.
Right.
And she doesn't understand any of that a lot. Like, you know, and that's not her fault and not your fault.
No, and we discussed that. We said, my wife and I had a conversation after the fact, and it was, this is not going to be a one-time sit-down.
It
might not even be a sit-down ever again. It's going to be like, you're going to have to grind at this. We're going to have to like keep bringing it up, you know, sprinkling in the thoughts here and there just to like kind of reinforce that way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny that it kept coming back to the drawings because it was like, oh my God, I don't care about the.
I know. I don't care about it. You don't care about my drawings?
Yeah, like, oh my God. It's like, okay, go to bed.
I know because they're also, you know, she doesn't even at that age know how to analyze a conversation correctly.
Right.
Or to fully. So like she's going to hear a word that you say a different way than you meant it. And then she can't let go of that. And then it's like the whole point's lost anyway.
Yeah.
And it's like that's so hard sometimes to like to teach your kid something, something simple that you think you could teach them. But it's like the conversation goes a completely different way. And you're like, this is not nothing. I didn't mean any of this.
Isn't it so funny how not necessarily impatient, but like, yeah, impatient's not the necessarily the wrong word for it. But isn't it funny how quickly you become impatient when you can talk to your kids?
Yeah.
Because before you could talk to them, you had all the patience in the world.
Yeah.
They're still not walking yet. They're still not talking. Mm-hmm. You know, all these little things, you're just like, it's fine. You'll get there. You'll get there. Once you can have a conversation, you're just like, how are you not getting this the first time?
I said it out loud to you.
I said the words. They went in your ears. You kind of repeated it back. What are we doing?
I know. It really is like, it really is that. And
it's so unfair.
That's another one of the things that I have to remember. It's like, you know, when talking to my son or something, like he doesn't understand like the social dynamics or anything like that.
Yeah, no.
He
but there is a good aspect to that because they don't understand, because she doesn't understand why girls are drawn that way.
Yeah.
What the, for lack of a, maybe it's the perfect term, maybe it's not, the kind of malicious intent put behind these drawings, how all girls, almost all females are drawn a certain way in art.
Yeah.
She doesn't understand the dynamics of that, but that can almost be a positive because in a way you can kind of just lead her towards knowing, or him, whoever, towards knowing like, that's kind of non-inclusive. That kind of is a bummer. Like, for all the people out there, you've got friends in school who look different than you, who are different shapes and sizes, right? And she's like, yeah. I was like, that's going to be a bummer for them. If all they see is that, they don't see themselves in that, that's a bummer. So in a way, the non-social dynamic can actually be an advantage because you just kind of plant the seed of just the basics of it, of just like, that stinks. They don't get to necessarily enjoy that as much as you.
So what you're saying is none of my friends are going to like my drawings either, is what you're saying.
I hate your drawings.
Yeah, your drawings are awful. this reminds me of this. So my son, who's 8, for his birthday, he said he really wanted to get his ear pierced.
Uh-huh.
Now, I got both my ears pierced when I was 19.
Okay.
And
really sticking it to your parents. Cool.
Yeah. Take that, mom and dad. Yeah. Huh. I'm moving out and I'm making a decision for myself. So I never got any tattoos or anything. Not that I'm against that. Probably will have a tattoo at some point.
Okay.
Got my ears pierced when I was 19.
You think you get a tattoo at some point?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm not against it. I'm picky. That's the problem.
Yeah.
But I've worn a little earring in my left ear for like, I don't even know. The thing is, like, at this point, I don't even think about it.
Yeah.
It's just I've worn it. I liked it. I never take it out. Of course, my son sees that and thinks, like, I want to get my ear pierced.
Sure.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
I was pretty against it when my wife brought it up to me that he said, I want to get my ear pierced. And the only reason I was, like, a little bit
of you pushing back on things that he's like you.
Yeah. Mostly because I was like, he doesn't know that he doesn't want it or does want it. It's like, because he's like, he gets excited, which is fine. He's like, I like this necklace. This is a cool necklace. He wears it for like a half an hour. He gets a Harry Potter bracelet that he loves. He thinks it's so cool. He wears it for like 2 hours and then he takes it off and it's like doesn't know where it is anymore. And then he finds it 2 days later and he wears it for a half an hour. Yeah. And it's like, how are you going to wear an earring in your ear and not want to take it out in 2 hours?
Sure.
You know, and so we're trying to figure out how do we do that? You know, mm-hmm. We kind of came up with the idea like, why don't we get them like, I think they make them, they do, like magnetic earrings. Because I think a clip-on, it's going to feel weird, it not the same way.
Right.
But give him like a magnetic one and see how long he can go wearing it. It's if it's even a thing.
Yeah.
You know, what I like about it so much is that he's only 8 and that he's like, he's going to go for a look.
Sure.
He wants his hair to go like down past one of his eyes. He wants to like have his bangs, like have his head, like a, not a faux hawk, like your hair to like come down over your eye. He wants to like, he thinks it's like going to look cool.
Yeah.
Great. Do it now. Figure yourself out as much as you want.
You have right until now. 10.
You have until 10. And then you decide on a look.
And that's who you are. That is your identity. That's who you are.
You're not changing it. So I love it. It's so funny to watch. And like that's the thing. Like so funny to watch. So we teach our kids like, sure, dress yourself. I know you do that with your kids as well. Yeah, put your own outfit together. I only say something if he's like, what do you think? And I think, that's a lot of shades of red. What do you mean? Well, then you start a little bit like, well, certain colors complement each other. But if you're wearing all red, it's just it's a big, strong statement. If you want to go with that, and then it's like, I think I might go change my pants. Like, okay. But I love that about like now. And I think that's so important now, especially with kids, like go for it. Make a look. Tell me what you want your hair to look like. We'll cut it that way. You want to get your ear pierced? Okay. I want you to understand it's going to hurt like hell for somebody like you. And then you're going to have to, I mean, the thing is like the responsibility of it. That's partially where my mind went to. Like, is he going to be really like cleaning it that much? Like, I don't know. It just felt like that feels like a big decision to make at 8. Uh-huh. But if he doesn't like it, it can also grow back. And that's part of me. I was like, so what do I care that much?
Why do you care?
If he really wants it. And he's been thinking about it for so long.
That's kind of...
You know, then go for it. Like, the same thing happened this week. My daughter, as now we sit here, I have my nails painted. Uh-huh. Like, four different shades of colors.
Uh-huh.
On Fridays, our little ones don't have preschool. Uh-huh. So, I get home from dropping my son off. And my daughter goes, Dad, I want to paint your nails. And I was like, okay. So, we get all set up. And then she's like, we need a mask and we need cucumbers. So...
Okay.
My wife goes and gets cucumbers. She's cutting the cucumbers with scissors and putting them on my little girl. Uh-huh. And like, my wife already cuts her like dices cucumbers, so the little circles. And then she takes scissors and cuts them smaller with scissors and puts them on my eyes and then just starts painting my toes. My fingers, of course, sloppy. It's everywhere, changing colors. But like, by all means, paint them. This is like 4 days ago. Didn't wipe it off. Partially because I don't really care.
Sure.
Also, I don't want to just paint my nails and then wipe it off 10 minutes later. Like, I can't be seen like this.
Sure.
But also, like, I don't know, there's nothing to lose here. Somebody says, like, what's with the nails? Like, my daughter painted them. Like, it's a sense of pride. Like, she painted these for me. She wants them to look like this. And, like, they look insane.
Where do you go that anyone's going to say, what's with the nails?
I don't know.
The playground?
It's probably going to be a kid. What's with the nails? Like, she painted them.
That's true.
You don't like it? Don't make an appointment. But she's really nice. I got cucumbers in my eyes. I'll tell you that much. I had butter soft skin after the mask she put on.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Oh, she's mayonnaise. She is real mayonnaise in the mask. Just lathered it on.
Lathered
also
it on.
With scissors.
Still greasy. But, you know, I think that's part of the fun of having kids this age is guiding them through stuff like that, the drawings and things, but also allowing them to just, whatever. What do you think? What do you experience? How do you see things? You know, it's kind of sometimes it probably feels like a finer line than it really is.
I try to throw it back at my kids. My daughter gets dressed. My son doesn't say anything yet. He just walks in the room and you have to compliment him. The look on his face of just beaming pride when he's got.
I know you don't want to crush his confidence. You know, it's not your job.
My daughter, I throw it back at her. She's like, "How do I look?" I don't want her to base her, again, kind of back to the drawings thing, don't want to base her whatever, how she feels about how she dresses off of what other people think. So right. I just try to throw it back at her. She's like, how do I look? And I go, I don't know. How do you feel about how you look? And she's just like, no, how do you look? And I go, you first, and I'll tell you what I think. And I try to get an answer out of her first. And she's like, I love it. And I was like, I love that you love it. I try to leave it there.
I love that you love it.
Yeah.
That's a lot of patterns, but that's all I'm going to say.
She gets a lot of compliments. Parents are like, I love it. Did you dress yourself? And I was like, oh, yeah. It's yeah. It makes mornings so much easier.
That's true. I don't care what you put on. Yeah. To a certain extent, let's leave in 5 minutes.
I'm going to groan into my coffee cup. You go ahead and get dressed.
Yeah. It's mostly just like, are you going to be warm enough?
Yeah.
Is it comfortable enough? Is it, you know, is it like literally something you should be wearing out of the house? That kind of thing. But other than that, like, yeah, go for it. Yeah. Whatever you want.
I think that's a good place to leave it.
It's a pretty good place to leave it. I mean, I think, the reason why I brought up the nails thing too is because I thought like we spent the first like 30 minutes like complaining about our kids or talking about our kids. But there's certain things that they do and experiences that they teach us without knowing it that I appreciate.
Yeah.
And why I love being a dad so much and stuff like that. Like, Dad, I want to paint your nails. Great.
Yeah.
You are my priority today. So
yeah,
sure. Go for it.
Sure. It's pretty good.
What I don't understand is that I'm not allowed to paint hers. She likes to play the salon owner, as she calls it. She calls it salon. The salon owner, or the come to my salon, and cucumbers on the eyes. She asks mommy for a face mask, so they open it up, put it on my face, and I'm just laying there getting my nails did. And then I'm like, oh, I would love to have you have a chance now. No. I mean, it's like not even, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
Which I don't get.
It was your idea. Doesn't like it. It's your idea.
Nope. No. Like, no. I'm a purist, okay?
She's like, no, you look ridiculous right now. I don't want to look like that. Basically painted you like a clown. And you took it.
The clown that you are.
Yeah, that happened. By the way, that'll be $43 for the... Guys, if you have a dumb parent moment that you'd love to share... Email us. We're thedumbdadpod@gmail.com, or you can DM us on Instagram, where we're at thedumbdads, which is at thedumbdads is also our handle on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, where you can watch full episodes of this podcast. You can watch it, which is great. But please rate and review this podcast if you haven't already. It really helps us.
Rate and review the podcast. And if you do watch it, hit subscribe so you get notified when we post on YouTube or we post other content. We post our sketches and stuff on there as well. So,
yeah, check it all out. We got some other exciting stuff coming down the pipeline. Thanks to @Verdue on SoundCloud for the music, for the beats. And thanks, as always, to my lovely wife, Annie, for editing this podcast. Evan.
Yes.
Before you tell a joke.
Before I disappoint you.
Before you disappoint me. I made up a dad joke to my son today.
Oh, you did? Well, what are we doing? I can't even read this out loud. You tell me the joke.
So we were playing. He's got these matching, the matching game. You know, the little cards. And it's Jurassic World themed. It's Jurassic Park themed. It's like across the whole, all six movies. So like the card will have like the baby raptor. Or one of them is... the T-Rex chasing the Jeep.
Okay.
And it's a really cute one.
Yeah.
And I asked my son, I said to him, hey, why do you think that T-Rex wants to eat that Jeep?
Why? I don't know why.
Because he's a carnivore.
Oh.
I mean,
and he's
the silence that followed.
Yeah. There's no way he got that. He went like... That's a Jeep. How could a car be made of leaves and vegetables if it's not a car? What, Dad? It's your turn, by the way.
What about meat? Okay. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
The Dumb Dad Podcast is proudly presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.